doing to me? What are you doing to me? Jeez. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think the senator said Lenny the Cool. I didn't put that tag on me. Somebody else did, but I can tell you right now, I am anything but Lenny the Cool. I'm excited, and I'm also humbled to be the recipient of the Kansas City and the Kansas City Chiefs in this special, special way. And I would like to express my thanks to you, Senator, for what all that you have done. Kansas City Chiefs and others that have put this thing together, I want to say thank you very much. I'm humbled, and thank you very much for making this just a wonderful experience. The kid from Alliance, Ohio. Well, I think we had a bridge there. I'm not too sure, but it wasn't named after anybody. But I want to thank Lamar Hunt for bringing the franchise in Dallas to Kansas City, because Kansas City is home, and wouldn't want to think about being home at any other place than Kansas City. I love it. And I'm seventh son of a seventh son. I've been lucky because, you know, I get to be associated with you and all these people and with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's something that I love doing as a player and also as a broadcaster. And so I guess basically I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. My family appreciates it.
Now allow me to introduce the chairman of the Missouri Highway and Transportation Committee, longtime Chiefs fan as well, Stephen Miller.
Wow, Lynn, congratulations. It's a great day. I chair the Missouri Highway Transportation Commission that runs MoDOT. And it's an honor to be here on behalf of MoDOT to salute you today. But Lynn, I think the wonderful thing about you is that all of us feel like we know you. It's very personal. I'm sitting next to Lynn. I said, Lynn, you may not remember me, but, you know, I was a little kid that grew up watching my first Super Bowl. My grandfather posted your picture over the fireplace. And as a kid, I had the number 16 jersey, just as the senator did. I went to high school with your son. And I told Lenny I lived around the corner for over a decade from him, just off the Country Club Plaza, and he had the best place to go at Halloween. My kids would line up. We want to go to the Dawson house first. And I say that because Mark Donovan talked about the statistics that you've set that are extraordinary. Mitch talked about this image of you as a bridge to the community. And all those things are true. But for so many of us that grew up in Kansas City all our lives, Lynn Dawson is a friend, a neighbor. And for all the accolades that you achieved on the football field and the importance of this community, above and beyond that is the personal connection to you as a human being that every one of us feels. You've been in our living rooms for all of us since ever we've grown up, and you've been on the radio. You are... isn't he good? Yeah. You are tradition. And as Mitch said, the image of the bridge will always be important to me because a bridge brings people together. It unites people that might otherwise be divided. And for years to come and generations to come, how appropriate that people are going to come across the Lynn Dawson Bridge, and the place they're going to come to is to the place where you have played and you have announced and you are going to continue for many generations to come to unite all of us as a community. And you will continue to be a source of inspiration and unity in this community for our children and our children's children. And I think that's why we name a bridge after you. Lots of people achieve stardom, rack up statistics, but not all of them become exemplar human beings. And for that, we honor you today. So I'd like to go ahead and invite all of the speakers and any family members and friends of Lynn Dawson to come up here. We're going to unveil the sign that will adorn this bridge in your honor. If everybody go ahead and come up.
Your responsibility.
No, you go ahead.
All right. We're going to do it. We're going to do the countdown. Three, two, one.